You're with SBS Radio.
Nahihirapan ang industriya ng smartphone na makahanap ng mga pamamaraan upang mahikayat ang mga taga-konsumo na bumili ng panibagong telepono. Mahigpit ang labanan sa pagitan ng tatlong taga-manufaktura ng telepono na makuha ang atensyon at makumbinsi ang mga mamimiling mag-upgrade. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Alan Lee na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang pinakabagong smartphone sa pamilihan ay ang S10 range ng Samsung na maaaring gamitin sa bagong 5G mobile technology. Sinabi ng direktor ng Samsung para Product Portfolio and Commercial Strategy sa Europa na si Mark Nutton, ang panibagong produkto ay may sapat na mga gadget upang mahikayat o maudyok ang mga taga-konsumong mag-upgrade.
The replacement cycles average around about 25 months at the moment. So it means that every 2 years, somebody's looking to come into the market and buy a new device. So from us at Samsung, we need to have to make sure that we keep giving reasons for people to upgrade. So for the S10 family, our S7 and S8 users from 2 years ago will be looking at these devices thinking, okay, what is there that's new? What is the reason to upgrade? With the camera technology we've put in, with the huge displays within a small footprint, Infinity O wireless charging, there's many different reasons for those consumers to buy, and then it's up to us to obviously convince them with our channel partners and to keep innovating in technology, making sure we're positioning our brand as the leadership in innovation to convince those consumers to upgrade.
Yan si Mark Nutton, ang direktor ng Samsung para Product Portfolio and Commercial Strategy sa Europa. Ilan sa pinakabagong teknolohiyang nakikita sa S10 range ay bago sa Samsung. Ngunit mayroon na nito ang mga ibang mga taga-manipaktura. Nakikita o makikita sa telepono ang pinakamalaking display screen sa Samsung Galaxy smartphone. Ani Mark Nutton, maaaring mayroon ng nakaunang nakagamit ng teknolohiya gamit ang fingerprint sensor. Ngunit gamit-gamit nila ang isang tinatawag na high technology solution upang mas mapabuti ito.
And this one is the world's first ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. What that means is that there's technology inside here that's sending sound waves into the screen waiting for your thumb or finger to connect with the display, and it will read the ridges of your thumb to make sure you have the most secure means to unlock your device.
Si Mark Nutton mula kumpanyang Samsung. Mayroon din itong teknolohiyang virtual reality at augmented reality na naglalayong makaakit ng mga mahilig maglaro o yung tinatawag na gamers. Mayroon din itong tinatawag na reverse charging kung saan ang telepono ay maaaring magsilbi bilang power bank na maaaring makapag-recharge ng mga device. Si Ben Wood ay isang technology analyst para sa kumpanyang market analysis ang CCS Insight. Anya, mahalagang susunod na taon para sa Samsung.
The S10 brand is really important for them. They need to maintain their position as a premium brand in the market, and they're also playing catch up in a number of areas such as in-screen fingerprint sensor and reverse wireless charging. So critical for Samsung's next 12 months.
Naging mahirap ang mga nakarang panahon para sa mga taga-manipaktura ng telepono. Para sa isang gamit o device na nagkakahalaga ng ilang daang dolyar, nag-aalinlangan ang mga taga-konsumong mag-upgrade ng walang mahalagang dahilan. Inilunsad ng Apple ang iPhone 10 series nito bilang kauna-unahan sa teknolohiya ng telepono ng taong 2017. Ayon kay Ben Wood, di ito bumenta tulad ng inaasahan dahil sa ilang libong dolyar na halaga nito.
Samsung remains the biggest mobile phone player by volume worldwide. It's the number one player. Just behind them now is Huawei, number two, and you've got Apple, number three. But don't forget, of course, that Apple is number one in value terms by far. The competitive pressure that Samsung faces, in addition to really challenging market conditions, are that Apple remains a relentless force and Huawei are working extremely hard to take share from them.
Ang bagong Samsung ay takdang lumabas at ibenta sa susunod na buwan, ngunit di pa malalaman kung sapat na ang teknolohiyang daladala nito upang mahikayat ang mga taga-konsumong gastusin ang kanilang pera para sa pag-upgrade.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.